Hello and welcome to Chapter 7, which covers market selection and retail location analysis. This should be a fairly simple chapter for you as well, and will be the last chapter on Test 2. Looking down through here, the first section, Section 1, just covers some terms. Homepage, virtual store, both these are of course associated with the Internet, with the World Wide Web. Homepage is the first site you see, or the first page on a site. Virtual store simply means that, an online store as opposed to a physical store. And target market, as we've covered in the earlier chapters, the particular set of customers we're aiming to win over. Notice there are a few questions in this chapter. I believe the answer is 1, 2, 3. But we'll actually turn these into two questions. Let me tell you how that will work. In Section 2, you have a question, types of store-based locations. I do want you to know these, but all you will have to do is select them from a list. And I will try very hard to make the others on that list somehow clearly not misleading. But remember, these are actually stores. These are not Internet-based things. These are actually store-based, physical stores. So be sure to pick out the four correct areas, types of locations. And we'll hold the other question for just a second in Section 4. There is a topic in Section 2 here, types of non-store-based locations. Book has some examples, but the most obvious one would be the Internet online. It is interesting that we're starting to see stores in odd places, like in airports, on Navy bases or military bases, inside of other stores, those kinds of things. Those are some non-store-based locations we're starting to see more and more. Vending machines, certainly. Geographic Information System, Section 3. A GIS is that, and what it is a way to combine map and other data. That's what a GIS does. It's the computer system that does that. The output of it, a map that has other information on it, we call it a thematic map, and we've all seen these. Picture a map of South Carolina showing the counties, and the different counties are color-coded depending on how high is their rate of unemployment, for example. That's combining unemployment data with a geographic map. Now, in Section 4, the real basic topic is these three retail location theories. I will encourage you to read the book and understand these. The test questions are very simple, and that's really all I want to clarify for you here. But you need to understand what we mean by retail gravity theory, what we mean by saturation theory, and what we mean by the buying power index. For each of those, there's a measurement that comes out of it. There is an output of it. Retail gravitation theory comes up or calculates a point of indifference. So on the test, what I want you to do is, for the three theories, I want you to give me their measurement and what it measures. Now, what it measures is the size of the trading area. So you see I've listed the three theories, and then I've listed the three measurements in that same order, and then I've listed what they measure in that same order. Maybe I could have presented that differently here. But your task will be to name the three measurements, point of indifference, index of retail saturation, and BPI, or buying power index. And beside those, tell me what they measure. As in, the point of indifference measures the size of the trading area. The index of retail saturation measures the value of retail space. And the buying power index measures the relative strength of that market. Now, that is also, what they measure is actually pretty much the definition of those as well. All right, so your two questions, one, to identify from a longer list the types of store-based locations, and then to tell me, for the three theories, what their measurements are and what is measured. Should not be difficult. Looking down the list of terms, the home page and virtual store we talked about, and target market, GIS and thematic map, the trading area is, of course, the area from which you draw your customers. Rayleigh's Law is a version of retail gravitation theory. The point of indifference is the measurement from retail gravitation theory that, in effect, measures the size of the trading area. Index of retail saturation is the measurement from saturation theory that gives us the value of retail space. The buying power index comes from the buying power index theory, and it gives us a measure of the relative strength of a particular market. Site analysis is just that, studying a site to determine how suitable it is. Demand density and supply density is where we're looking at how much demand there is in the area versus how much supply. Demand, I'm looking at customers. Supply, I'm typically looking at competition. 100% location, I've always felt like the book said this a little backwards, so I'll leave you to think of it both ways. 100% location implies to me it's the best possible location for my store or my purposes. The book seems to present that the other way, that it's the best possible use for that location. But just keep both those in mind, and my definition will almost assuredly be the best possible site for my purposes. Store compatibility. This is the concept that sometimes having two stores nearby, they both do better than they would standing alone. If I put a fancy shoe store beside a fancy fashion store, I'll probably sell, both of them will sell more than they would by themselves. That kind of thing. Okay, I think you're in good shape for Chapter 7, and with that, you should be in good shape for Test 2. Please keep that deadline in mind. Thank you.